So that's why the Lord is saying to somebody here this morning, there is hope for you. You didn't hear me. I said, there is hope for you. You have not heard me. I said, there is hope for you. Here he says there is hope for a tree. Usually in the scriptures, a tree represents man. It stands for human beings. He said in Psalm 92, verse 12, that the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. Psalm 92, verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. So usually when the scripture is talking about a tree, it's a symbol for you. It's talking about you. So he says, there is hope for somebody here this morning, and that person is... He gives three possible scenarios of what you have gone through in the first half. One, he said, if it is cut down. Have you been cut down? He's talking about a tree, but don't forget that we are likening a tree to a human being now. Have you been cut down? Is there any situation where you had hopes in the first half and the hope was dashed? Your expectations were cut short. You did that exam with confidence. I'm going to have an A. And the result came and it was below your expectation. You were cut down. Was the door of admission shut against you? Oh, you did that job interview. You were so expectant that I tried my best. I fasted. Next month, I will start a job. Months after months, no reply from the employer. Hopes cut down. Have you just lost a job? Did you tender for a contract and you are unsuccessful? Were there things you aspired to attain and you started? It was as if it was going to come through, yet it was cut down. God is speaking to you today. You shall spring forth again. The second category mentioned here is if it grows old. It said its root may grow old in the heart. It's possible that age is catching up with you. It is possible that you are lacking the strength you used to have. It is possible that your skills and qualifications are getting outdated. They are getting old for competition in the current times. God is speaking to you this morning. It may even be possible that your car is old. And many times, your car leaves your house and just chooses not to come back home. Have you seen such cars before? You have not seen such, come and ask me. That a car will just leave home and just say, today, sir, I'm sleeping in front of secretariat. Oh, today, I'm sleeping in front of Zenith Bank. The car is old. There was a time after God changed my car many years ago, I just found out that for 6 months, I didn't go to Vulcanizer. And I said, look, 6 months I've not been to Vulcanizer because Vulcanizer had become every week. Because my car was old. Everything was wrong. Sometimes you get used to bad things that you don't know life can be better. It is you God is speaking to. Your root has grown old in the heart. Don't forget the theme scripture is, behold, I will do a new thing. This half of the year, God is set to do something new in your life. Amen. That old will give room for the new. Amen. You didn't hear me. I said that old will give room for the new. Amen. In your life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So even if its roots grow old in the earth. Third category. We have talked about you being cut down. We have talked about you growing old or situations growing old and outdated. The third is death. He said, and its stump may die in the ground. The ones that we have just mentioned are still manageable. Something that is old is still alive. But something that is dead is dead. All hope lost. Door of the future, or door to the future, shut permanently. Is anything that has died in your life? In the figurative sense, is anything, marriage dead, love dead, business dead, a part of the body dead? God says, I shall tell you, it shall spring forth again. You don't believe it yet. You want somebody to lay hands on you. The word of the Lord is coming to you today. It says, it shall spring forth again. Let me read this passage again. For there is hope for a tree, if it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that its tender shoots will not cease. Though its root may grow old in the earth, and its stump may die in the ground, yet at the scent of water, and that's where we are going to this morning. If God has promised us that he's going to do a new thing and that it will spring forth, that he will make a way in the wilderness and bring rivers from the desert, this passage is telling us how it will be done. It is at the scent of water. Can you say at the scent of water? Human beings do not smell water, but plants do. At the scent of water. We need to agree also talking about scripture. When the scripture is talking about water, what is it talking about? It's two. You are right. Put your hands together for the choir. They are on point. Two things. The word and the Holy Spirit. The word of God in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. God was talking about the church. It says Jesus died that he may wash us and sanctify us with the washing of the water by the word. So the word of God is likened to water. That when the word of God comes into your life, it breathes life. If you check Amplified, where it is called the scent of water, it says the breathing of water. Water can breathe life to a plant, and a plant that has been dead or cut down or its root has grown old will develop life afresh at the scent, at the smelling, at the breathing of the word of God. Secondly, at the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The dead can come back to life. What is old can become new. What is cut down can spring forth again. Remember when Jesus met that woman at the Samaritan well? He was talking about water. He said, whoever drinks this water shall not thirst again. He was talking about the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes, it comes, sometimes it is described with water. So here, what the Lord is saying to you this morning is that by the combination of God's word and the work of the Holy Spirit on that word in your heart, in your life, in your situation, everything that has been cut down against the will of God will sprout again. All hopes dashed will spring forth again. The roots that have grown old, outdated, irrelevant in this generation, the Lord will cause it to bring forth new life in the name of Jesus. Whatever is outrightly dead, by the ministry of the word and the operation of the Holy Spirit, will receive life in the name of Jesus. What brought off Lazarus from the dead? Was it medicine? Was it drugs? Was it abacadabra? He had the word of God. Lazarus, come forth. I speak to your life this morning. I speak the word of God to your life this morning. Everything that is dead, everything that has grown old, everything that has been cut down, I speak life to it. Come alive in the name of Jesus. Every brain that is not functioning properly, every brain that instead of excellence is dull, is unintelligent, is unwise, I speak to you, brain, hear ye the word of God, receive life afresh and spring forth in the name of Jesus. God says you are going to be head and not tail. He said you are going to be above only and not beneath. I speak to you. You have the tongue of the learned. You are wiser than your teachers. Wisdom of God is your portion. In the name of Jesus. Every divinely ordained relationship, marital, business, marriage, that the enemy is toying with, the enemy has brought a wedge in between. I speak the word of God to that divinely ordained relationship. Come back to life in the name of Jesus. Every antique, every ploy of the enemy to put asunder what God has joined together, I put a stop to his operation in your life in the name of Jesus. I said that divinely ordained relationship. Spring forth life in Jesus' name. That helper of your destiny. God said to you, this man will help me, this woman will help you, but he's been avoiding you. I command as this week starts a restoration of that relationship. In the name of Jesus, you will receive help. You will receive help in the name of Jesus. Is there any part of your body that should be alive that is dead? Mekurialabaha. If the spirit that raised up Jesus from the grave dwells in you, that same spirit, the Bible says, will quicken your mortal bodies. Any part of your body that is trying to go home before it is time for you to go home, I speak to you, come back to life. Yeke Rolo Shantalia, come back to life in the name of Jesus. Who can say no when the Lord says yes? When the Lord opens the door, who can shut it? Every door that the Lord has purposed for you to enter, for him to do that thing that is new in your life. As you start this second half, every door shut. Jesus, Bible says, has the key of David. He opens, no one can shut. Every divinely ordained door for you, but that the enemy has shut, I speak to you, door, be open in Jesus' name. Ephrata, in the name of Jesus. Door, be open in the name of Jesus. You will walk through.